This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class.
The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Developing right now, an outbreak of a respiratory illness in children takes a frightening turn. Some young victims are now experiencing paralysis. Tonight, experts at the Federal Centers for Disease Control are working with Colorado doctors to learn more about exactly what's been infecting so many children.
All right, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yes, another polio outbreak that they're not calling polio, but it's polio-like. What could it be? Could it be caused by the enterovirus D68? Or could it be, well, we'll get to what it could be. Welcome, my friend, Super Don. You with me? You got your ears on?
I got my ears on. I think I've got my nose on. My hands seem to be intact as well, so I think we're in good shape.
You normally, Superdon's like Mr. Potato Head. Sometimes his nose is placed on his ear. We don't know. He's a Picasso. He's a living Picasso. Hey, it's a Sunday afternoon. This is what we do here in the East, and, of course, in the morning in the West. It kicks off our broadcast week after getting about 24 hours or so of downtime, and we're glad to be with you. At least I am. I think, Superdon, you sound chipper for an early morning for you.
I sound a lot better than I did an hour ago, don't I?
Yes, very impressive. Coffee has kicked into gear. You put it in one end, I put it in the other, not at the same time. But,
oh,
hey,
man,
here we go.
You just ruined my next cup of coffee. Thanks a lot.
I'm sorry. 866-939-2355 if you'd like to be part of the United States and world of Health Talk Radio. Next couple of hours, we also have my good friend. He's not a doc. He's better. He's nutritional historian Christopher Barr going to join us. It's a 10-year anniversary of sorts for Chris and I. How is that possible? We'll talk about that.
We'll have to make sure that Scott on the board there has some nice romantic music for Bottom
it's
of the Hour.
It's not that kind of anniversary. Or else I guess you can call it a bromance, because he's a great guy in the realm of healing and whole food nutrition, and we're going to get into that. Of course, also, the BRCA breast bust. The BRCA gene mutation, it's causing women to remove their body parts and not preventing cancer. We got that as well coming up, and you can call us 866-939-2355. But we start today with the mysterious whatever it is in Colorado. Yeah, you've been hearing about it, and of course they've been softening up the population to believe again it's a virus, because we've been hearing about all season long already, although it's early into flu shot season. There's an enterovirus D68 on the loose, and it may be causing just the most severe respiratory thing we've ever, never seen, even though it's a very common virus. And in most cases, in almost all cases, it really doesn't do much at all. Hardly a sniffle, but then again, it could cause paralysis. This is the fear-mongering that is being played out once again in our medically, pharmaceutically conflicted, mainstream, intoxicated, injected, vaccinated media. If you don't believe that they're playing this up, that it's a virus, a mysterious virus causing this, you're going to have to listen to some of the clips that Super Don put together for us, right? It's a mysterious thing. Kids are, as we played at the top of the hour here, the clip, there's a weird paralysis thing going on in Colorado. 9 kids now, ranging in age from very young to somewhere else that's not so very young, but still young kids. Very concerning. And I'm concerned as well. but I think I'm concerned for the right reasons. They're concerned for the wrong reasons. Are you ready for some audio clips from the mainstream news? How are they covering this? Let's give a listen to this first clip and figure out, are they going to blame a virus yet? Are they going to just foment the fear first? Perhaps that's where they'll go.
A worrisome discovery at Children's Hospital in Aurora has health officials sending a nationwide alert.
All nine of these children have some form of limb weakness or potentially as severe as paralysis.
Now, the question is, are they going to blame parents for not vaccinating their children? So far, they haven't brought anything like that up because, well, we don't have a virus that causes it. Or do we? We'll speculate on that. But the question is, what is going on? Is it a return of polio in Colorado? It's worrisome. You heard the words, worrisome. Nationwide alert. Yes, they said that. Limb weakness. They said that. I mean, they are planting the stages of fear, or are they just innocently covering a story that truly mystifies them? That is the question. Now, when we cover stories like this, we always question environmental issues, general health issues, toxicological issues. When the mainstream media covers it, nary a mention of environmental issues or causes potentially. It's always the playbook of the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. It's got to be a virus. Definitely, it's got to be a virus. Now, I want you to listen to this next clip very closely and see if you can pick up all the things that Super Don picks up from this one clip. Is it a virus? And if it is it the cause? And if it's the cause, is it the cause of all of these cases? Again, I'm giving you some hints so your ears are prepped for this next clip. What is this mysterious paralysis? What could be causing it?
Of those nine children, four tested positive for enterovirus 68, the virus causing severe respiratory illness across the country. However, health officials cannot say for certain if the polio-like symptoms are caused by the virus.
All right, Super Don, this is your pop quiz time. What did you hear in that clip? I just want to make sure I'm not hearing.
Well,
something.
I mean, the first thing that got me was the math. Yeah, it's okay. Just math. It's just math. We've got nine kids.
Yes.
All suffering from some form of, they think paralysis.
Right.
Four have tested positive for the enterovirus 68.
Right. Which, by the way, okay. Did you notice that they said it caused the respiratory disorders? When it's just a bystander, they don't know if it caused it or not. But again, the language that they use based on what CDC is telling them.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So let's see. Nine mm-hmm. minus four.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Equals five kids left over who did not test positive for enterovirus 68 yet are still having the same type of paralysis symptoms.
So what does that mean to you?
It means they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, how could that be? They're the experts. They're reporting what the doctors are saying. And you, Super Don, yes, you're super, but you're just a humble and lovable producer of the Robert Scott Bell Show. How could you question this?
I'm just the radio dude who woke up an hour and a half ago. You know, I mean,
it's impressive.
You know, so you look at this and you go, okay, so this whole thing, they're pointing at this virus. They're pointing at enterovirus 68, epidemic across the country, millions of kids, blah, 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 blah. But only four out of nine have tested positive for it, but we're sure it has something to do with this virus.
So the question then becomes, well, in the five out of the nine that didn't have this so-called virus, well, how is it that they got it, but yet it's the cause of it? It's not. It is. But, of course, this is the case with polio, the polio vaccine. The claims that polio virus, whatever that may be, causes paralysis, except in 99.8% of the cases where the polio virus may be present. Right. You see the insanity of what we're dealing with, but the fear and the population that trusts the priestcraft of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism and vaccinology is going to dupe you, will it? Will it dupe you into subjecting your children to more experimental vaccines, which may in fact, that I will argue, may in fact be the cause here? Let's go ahead and listen to this next clip. Of course, Colorado, the officials there, the CDC, working side by side, figuring this out. How young are these kids suffering with this limb weakness?
Of those nine children, four tested positive for enterovirus 68.
I just wanted you to hear that real quick. Again, four out of nine. All right. Now here we go. How young? What is it?
Colorado's health department is working closely with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to determine if there are similar cases in other states and if the symptoms are reversible.
Some of these children are as young as 1 year of age, so it's difficult to tell whether or not it's just a weakness or a paralysis. We don't know from the doctors at Children's Hospital yet whether or not this would be reversible or whether this is permanent.
All right, key here. Did he say as young as 1 year of age?
One year of age, yes.
What the heck is going on in that first year of life for most American kids whose parents have not woken up? What are they doing? What are they getting?
I think they're getting their vaccine training right around then. Or the parents are anyway, right?
The parents are getting vaccine training. Remember, well baby visits, not about the health of the child, but about prepping and massaging into reality parents' obedience to the medical, military, industrial complex to subject their children to injections of toxic poisons that can create what? Paralysis.
Oops.
Limb weakness. Yeah, oops. And we're seeing this increase, not decrease, and we're going to see more of it because we're dealing with generational declines in health and vitality because of the reliance now on toxic poisons for health instead of whole food nutrients, non-GMO food, pesticide-free food, right? What is going on here? Are you going to be duped? If you're a listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, no way. But this fourth clip will indicate to you perhaps where they're trying to take this. Into the fear-making vaccine-induced machinery.
Now, health officials say it is very possible that these patients picked up some sort of other germ that may cause these paralysis or polio-like symptoms. Now, this is a very early investigation. They're in the early stages. If parents have any questions or are worried about their child's health, they should call their doctor.
Call your doctor! You see how the programming goes? It could be some other germ.
Germ,
right? Yep. That's the cult. That's the Louis Pasteur germ theory cult. It always is a germ, and you cannot do anything about it unless you come to us, the experts, the licensed doctors, right? They've asked permission. They have special privileges. They're elevated and exalted above the average mere mortal. And they are the drug pushers. They are the vaccine pushers. They promote an agenda of poisoning your body back to health when indeed they're poisoning your children into paralysis. It's not another germ. It's another toxin. It's another heavy metal. Polio is not caused by the polio virus, which has maybe never even been actually isolated. It's a bunch of stuff in monkey brains and poo mixed together and injected into you, despite the fact that the polio virus causes polio in 0.2 to 0.5% of those cases. I'm not making that up. All right, cannabis update. Can we reverse neurological disease with CBD? Check it out. Chris Barr's going to join us as well. Stick around.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRA, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
All right, neurological degeneration diseases. Come on, man, in kids, in babies, what the hell are we thinking? They need more metals, they need more injectables, they need... No, they don't. Now, what happens if it happens later in life? They'll call it, well, earlier later, MS, which is happening in younger and younger humans, children as well, but they'll call it something different. We say autism. In the elderly, they'll say, oh, it's Parkinson's, it's Alzheimer's, etc. And rather than looking for botanicals to help, they want to say, hey, what kind of drug can we develop? Which is all the raging controversy now because the U.S. government holds patent on different forms of cannabis specific to the use in what? Many disease states, while they still claim Schedule I on it. You know what that means? Yeah, it's time for our cannabis update.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yes, more science coming out to acknowledge what the Creator set up for us. That plant, a miracle plant. Okay, as all plants to some degree are miracles. I mean, life itself is a miracle, to me anyway. All or nothing. What do you think? New research suggests a compound in marijuana can help manage symptoms of Parkinson's. We've covered this before, but there's a new study just came out, published September 18th in the Journal of Psychopharmacology, relating the fact that daily treatment with cannabidiol, CBD, is leading to improved well-being and quality of life scores among a small group of Parkinson's disease patients. This is out of Brazil as well here. So South America is starting to get in on this and go, hey, maybe this plant is not the devil's weed. Maybe there are things within it that could actually help people without harming them. I know, shocker among shockers. And our friends at HempMeds.com, HempMedsPX.com, I think they're running a fall special. I'll have to look at that, but there's some great deals on some CBD-rich hemp oil that you can tap into now. No waiting, no permission required, no license, no prescription. botanical substances that can actually help you. And this is not the psychoactive side of the plant, the THC, although that can have some benefit as well. But in this case, we're talking CBD. So good news. More science coming out to support what we've been uncovering for quite some time, and included in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, we talk about CBD as well. So that's good news, Superdome. We got some super stuff. Yeah,
it is. And it's, you know, one thing, certain things jump out at me when I read these articles. And, you know, in this particular one, they say the patients that received 300 milligram doses showed the most significant improvements. But they throw in there, on the other hand, a disease-modifying effect was not found. And this is just another example of where, yes, okay, it did show improvements through using the cannabidiol, but guess what? You don't have to just rely on cannabidiol in order to try and cure this disease. You use that in conjunction with other things. So cannabidiol showing improvements, there's lots of other things that could be done probably to try and cure this disease, but not simply look at cannabidiol as the answer.
Right. No, like I said, it's a little bit of everything. We've said it for years. It's not just one thing. Although there are critical one things, and we'll get into some of those nutrient deficiencies, mineral deficiencies that can result and manifest in very specific disease states, disease manifestations. Chris Barr, not a doc, he's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Now, there's a secondary story here. Washington State has recently made legal, like Colorado, right? It is recreational now in Washington.
Indeed. Right. Yes.
Okay. I've got to visit Seattle. I've got an event coming up there. I'm going to be speaking at Marlene's Market in Delhi. Do we have the date on that? I can never remember. If you can dig that up.
I will look that up while we're talking about this next story here.
Also, we may have a Vegas trip coming up. I'll let you know about too. But here in Washington State, I should say there in Washington State, they want to know who's using it and how much. And I guess they're afraid to ask the folks.
Well, they've been doing that. They've been asking people and taking surveys, trying to get this stuff. But apparently, they don't trust the survey, so they're trying to find a way to get a more accurate reading on how much recreational use is taking place in Spokane.
Right. So, what is the way to do that? If they don't believe they're going to question and you're going to get the right answers, what can they do? Well, now they're suggesting that in Spokane, Washington, at least, they're going to investigate your sewage. Oh no, that's just not right. I mean, look, they want to test your sewage, check your poop, and see if you've been using cannabis.
Oh man!
Yeah, that's a little more appropriate.
No. He doesn't agree. Apparently,
he doesn't agree. There's one guy in Spokane that doesn't agree. What do you think? Listen, we'll get the dates on some upcoming trips. Like I said, Seattle is on the horizon for the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got maybe a Vegas trip around ACAM as well in November. Stick around. We'll get you updates. Christopher Barr, he's not a doc. He's better. He's been showing up on this show for about 10 years, maybe exactly 10 years. How and why did that happen? And what can we do about breast cancer and diabetes? And you name it. We're going to cover it after this.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Don't go
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your special wonderful crowd, we'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
All right, in case you missed it, this past Friday I was doing double duty. I was on Jerry Doyle's show. Check it out, Epic Times. We are contributing to EpicTimes.com, thanks to JD. And he's been completely open to our discussion over the years of the danger of drugs, the promoting of whole food nutrition, yes, supplementation that is actually food and not synthetic pharmaceuticals, And it's amazing where J.D. has allowed us to go with him on his show. So I want to give a shout-out to Jerry Doyle, and we've got links up, including the recent appearances. Sometimes we put them up as YouTubes at our RS Bell Media channel on YouTube. And someone who's helped us out over the past 10 years, maybe to the day, into really bringing out whole food nutrition. He's with us now. Happy anniversary, my friend, Christopher Barr. He's not a doc. He's better. He's a nutritional historian, and he's contributed so much. Thank you, my friend. Chris, welcome back.
Hey, happy anniversary, Robert. It's great to be back on. I know I've been running hither, thither, and yon, so it's been a while since I've been back, but it's good to be back. And, again, on the 10th anniversary and whole food nutrition, and, you know, our first broadcast was with Peter Duesberg, and, when I heard somebody, I couldn't believe I heard somebody on mainstream radio talking about the fraud of HIV with Dr. Peter Duesberg, and who is this guy? And so, yeah, it's been great to hook up and, work together at many venues through the years, and, again, just promote your show. You're doing the best job anybody in media is doing on health and real health issues, so I'm delighted and pleased to be a part of it.
Chris, I appreciate that, and it humbles me because I know you're very discerning and very meticulous in your research and your communication of the message of healing and through whole food nutrients and minerals, etc. And, you know, when we first connected, again, I remember I didn't remember the exact day, but yes, 10 years ago, it was, you know, when I was only on Sundays on TRN way back when, and this may have been before Super Don even. That was before, that was pre-Super Don, wasn't it, Don?
About a year or so before
year,
me, yeah.
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, it was Beowulf.
Beowulf was producing the show, that's right. And yes. Beowulf has done extraordinary work over the years. Our friend with Michael Savage and others, and he's now helping out at Epic Times and things, too, which is cool. But, we were talking to Duesberg. Duesberg was a hero of mine as I was studying in the early 90s under my mentor in homeopathic medicine. And he said, there's no way HIV could cause AIDS. And I was like, I grew up in the era when they said, oh, there's this mysterious new virus, retrovirus, that's going to kill everybody. And so I got to learn that that was a lie. And then Chris, of course, it was one of the first, if not the first of the gate outside of the so-called mainstream of medicine to say, hey, it's a fraud as well. And so I'm interviewing Duesberg. I don't know if that was the first time I had Duesberg on. Probably not. But still, that moment was very, very significant because you call up and go, whoa, you know, and you relate your past, and then you threw out the gauntlet at me. It's like, because, you know, one of our taglines that was produced, willing to go where the truth takes you. Here's Robert Scott Bell. And you're like, really? Because you probably had seen so many people that would claim that but wouldn't do it.
Oh, so many, more than I could count, and still finding them through the years. So, yeah, you're right. I threw out the gauntlet and just said, so do you really mean that? And you said, yes. So I threw a few things at you, and, yeah, you really meant it. And so, yeah, it's been great to find somebody not only at the forefront, but, you know, there's a lot of big names in different areas that they aren't doing the right things, but they've gotten big for whatever reason. You know, but you're, you know, at the forefront, the leading edge with the right information, with good information, and, you know, and living it as well. So yeah, it's been great, and yeah, I was stunned to hear Duesberg. I was actually doing radio in the 80s in Hollywood, mm-hmm. when Duesberg's paper first came out, and I was covering that kind of subject. And people had asked if I knew who Peter Duesberg was. I said no. Well, he just released something. I think it was in Cancer, the journal Cancer, mm-hmm. And he's saying the same thing you've been telling us for a couple of years. So to finally hear him on the radio and that, you know, the hookup with you, then I guess that was probably 15 years after he had, you know, first put that out.
Well, and
yeah,
it was
amazing. Writing... And now, of course, we've seen Celia Farber and Liam, and, mm-hmm. and, you know, we actually have a conversation that's not just in the corners or right. that nobody's ever heard of before. It's actually at least getting some attention now.
Yeah, and Chris, were you writing for the Orange County Register at the time?
Yes, I was. That's right. I actually went in there undercover. I started out working at the bottom. I hired as a typist, and my whole goal was to get real health news into the mainstream. I worked my way up to being an editor at one of the biggest newspapers in the world, and And I discovered, working as an editor, that it doesn't matter how well documented the information, how many professors, how many PhDs, how many journal articles I could produce on a subject, they wouldn't touch it if it wasn't in line with Big Pharma.
Yes.
And, I mean, the stories I could tell that they covered up, that I gave them exclusives on, and they just wouldn't touch it.
Right, so, and that story continues even to today. Yeah, I know. Your story is, you know, you've seen it firsthand. That's why you can report on it so accurately and directly and without apologizing to say, well, I wonder if this is the case. No, I lived it is the point. And Chris, I have to say thank you as well for your contributions to the book TMB and RSB. That's me and Ty Bollinger put together, called Unlock the Power to Heal. We included critical information that you helped to provide about chromium, selenium, and, of course, silicon. And we're going to talk about some of that today as well. And, you know, in fact, and you also have your books on chromium and selenium, which I always recommend. Now, if we start our discussion today, it's interesting. Our friend Greg Sciola, I haven't talked to him in too long, but he has the Crusader newspaper. And evidently they published an interview he did with you a few years back. It's at News with Views. It should be by Chris Barr, or interview with Chris Barr, but he says it's by Sciola. Don't worry about that. I like that the information is getting out there. And it was specific to chromium and heart disease, the link that very few, certainly in modern medicine, they have no clue, seemingly, or they don't pay attention to the research, but even holistic folks tend not to pay attention.
Yes, and that's been the frustrating thing through years, and I guess I don't get so frustrated anymore. I just figure that's just the way that it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that chromium, the single most important nutrient discovered to date, is even though very few know very much about it, and most of what the few think they know isn't even right anyway. You know, to go back and see Dr. Henry Alfred Schroeder writing more than 40 years ago that the cause of heart disease is a gross deficiency of chromium. And Schroeder was the guy who came up with the low-salt diet for high blood pressure. He won awards from the American Heart Association. But when he started talking nutrition, they completely ignored him. You know, graduate degrees from Columbia and Yale, professor at Dartmouth, chief consultant for NASA. But when he said, hey, chromium is the lack of chromium is the primary reason for heart disease, they just clapped their hands and said, yeah, nice to hear from Dr. Schroeder, now go away. You know, so he had more credentials than any other scientist of the 20th century, if you want to go by published works and research studies. And yet, nobody knows his name, and they don't know about chromium and heart disease. And, you know, there's nobody who has ever had a cholesterol problem that has needed a statin drug, because every cholesterol problem is a lack of chromium, and there are no exceptions to that. You know, when you have enough chromium, cholesterol is in balance. And there have even been some recent articles in JAMA, in fact, quite a few of late, that they've been surprised to find people who have high cholesterol but have healthy heart systems. And they don't understand why, but there have been some other articles that have shown if your HDL, the high-density lipoprotein, is high enough, that it doesn't matter how high the low density or total cholesterol is. And they have the ratios even documented in modern studies in the last 10 years. That's not getting attention, but it is documented in JAMA and the Archives of General Surgery and several different places, which is things I've been teaching for more than 30 years. So, you know, it's nice to see verification, even if that's also being ignored. So when you have the chromium you need, HDL goes up, LDL goes down, the ratios are correct. If you don't have the chromium you need, like the vast majority of Americans, now you have a cholesterol problem. But not because it's high, mm-hmm. but because it's out of balance. And it's all due to a lack of chromium.
Well, and we must make the delineation, too. Because even some of the good doctors that mean well or have a good intention, and it's true within the health food store community, still don't understand the difference between synthetic USP isolates or combinations of minerals that don't exist normally that way in nature and that which is grown as food, which you call 100% food grown or whole food nutrients like chromium. So if you can, make that distinction between these forms of chromium out there so nobody is confused.
Well, in the case of chromium, well, in the case of every nutrient, a food form is always superior. But in no instance is the difference greater than with chromium. You know, chromium in a non-food form has an absorption rate of less than 0.5%. It's like 0.3%. And the other non-food varieties that are out there, because that was chromium chloride, which was the only one available when they first discovered chromium was essential, or at least admitted it 50 years ago, and 55 years ago, actually. Well, the other ones that have come along, chromium polynicotinate, chelated chromium, a chromium picolinate, they brag about having 500 or 600% greater absorption, you know. Well, if you do the math, Robert, and most people don't, or, you know, for whatever reason, math's not such a good subject in America. Well, 600% of 0.3 is 1.8. Okay, so the ones they're bragging about, 600% or 500% greater absorption, have less than 2% absorption rate. So that's not all that far removed from nothing, whereas food form is 25 to 50 times. In other words, 2,500 to 5,000 times more absorbed by the body.
Incredible.
So the difference is biggest with chromium of any other nutrient.
Well, as we continue our discussion with chromium, we're going to transition from the heart disease focus to the diabetes focus. We've got a stunning new story claiming it's all about working overtime, and that's the reason for diabetes. So I'm going to have Chris Barr comment on that. If you'd like to be on the show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Working overtime may result in a bigger paycheck, but it may also be linked to some serious health problems. The study authors found that low-income people doing manual work who had longer shifts were more likely to develop type 2 diabetes than people working 35 to 40 hours per week.
Oh my! So what are we hearing now? Overtime causes type 2 diabetes. Or is there a link back to chromium deficiency? As our good buddy, he's not a doc, he's better, nutritional historian, Christopher Barr says, it's about chromium deficiency. Wait a second. Now it's about overtime, Chris. Could we be wrong?
No, that's really easy to explain, especially since I've worked in the workforce in years past and seen those very scenarios. You know, people, when they're working overtime, it's often unexpected. And even if it isn't, it's a difficulty, so they're not able to eat. So when they get into overtime, they grab some extra coffee, which of course has to have sugar with it. And it's the sugar that's the issue that causes chromium deficiency every time you take sugar, white sugar in the body. If you get whole real sugar, and how many people take coffee with organic brown sugar? You know, nobody. Okay, so if you put white sugar in there, that causes even more chromium loss.
Hold on,
coffeeing up, they're grabbing snacks because they're missing their meal, they can't get out to dinner on time, they're hungry, so they're eating sugary snacks. The overtime is all tied to sugary coffee, sugary snacks, and that makes more chromium loss.
Right.
So, yeah, people, you know, it would make sense that they would have more type 2 diabetes.
Hold on a second, you got me concerned, Chris, because Super Don, he loves his coffee, and he works overtime. The guy never not works. And I just want to be sure, Super Don, there was a care package a while back. It included some chromium in there. I just want to make sure you still got your chromium, because we can't have you going down that overtime road to diabetes.
Yeah, I sprinkled the chromium all over my donut. Does that count?
Oh,
man.
Actually, it does count. I have to say, you know, I tell people often, There's good news and there's bad news about chromium, and which one do you want first? And it doesn't matter what the answer is, because the good news is it works even if you don't change your diet, and the bad news is it works even if you don't change your diet, because it's getting the chromium that's necessary. Now, you'll get more and better results if you'll change the diet, but the key is that the dietary bad habits are causing chromium loss. So if you at least get the chromium in with the bad habits, then you're negating that primary problem of the bad habit. But if you'll change the bad habit, now the chromium can go to rebuilding the storage mechanisms and start repairing damaged heart, you know, and arteries, and giving more help to the brain and to vision, and preventing birth defects. There are so many things that chromium is for. So the more you'll change your diet, the better results and the faster you'll get. But even if you sprinkled it on donuts, yes, you'd still get benefit from the chromium.
Now, that's a good sign, too, to communicate, because, like I said, we don't discriminate. If you don't eat as well as I'd like you to eat, I'm not going to stop you from knowing. I want you to know. I want to help you. And even, you know, and Chris, you know my diet. I'm pretty hardcore on clean food. My wife, every once in a while, will make a, you know, a bacon organic treat of some kind. She's now baking some kind of cupcake because, you know, the kids have some kind of party at school, and all the kids love her organic cupcakes. Even if I was to indulge in one of those, which, by the way, has the organic sugar that's not refined, I will still take 100 micrograms of GTF chromium just because I'm, and now understand how critically important it is to be able to develop the ability, or develop, I say, reintroduce the ability of the body to grab those sugars that could go a different direction and deliver them where they need to go, or, let's say, pull them out of the fat cells or other where they may be stored.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, it's that way with the selenium and the silicon as well. These are things that, you know, I've taken every day, even though I have a diet, similar to what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when you get these things that are so important, you know, I get a test like for hair analysis, and all my levels are off the chart to the positive side, which they never see. I had an antioxidant test where they somebody had a breathable test, and they said how nobody ever scores at this area, and the guy's hawking, selling some synthetic antioxidant they had. And when my result came back, he like stopped in mid-spiel with the crowd around him and said, "Where's that guy at?" He's, because mine were off the chart, you know, from taking high-quality whole food selenium for decades.
Beautiful. Well, and we're going to get into that selenium a little bit more as it relates to cancer. Are you concerned because cancer supposedly runs in your family? Are you concerned because the doctors have said you have a BRCA gene mutation? Stick around. Chris Barr does, and we're going to talk about it, how to prevent and reverse cancer next, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.